At the end of the street where I grew up, on the city island, there was a beach. As a kid, I would walk ashore when the tide was out, looking for hermit crabs, starfish, and whatever else washed up. When the tide was high, we would swim in the bay. For bigger surf, we headed to Jones Beach on Long Island. With each huge wave, my sister and I had three choices: jump over, duck under it, or try to ride it to shore. I can still feel the burning sensation of seawater going up my nose. My family has always treasured being near the water. My parents still live in that house. Every summer evening, they go down to the beach to join the Sunset Club, where they chat with neighbors while the waves lap and the sun goes down. I thought of my memories of my childhood beach. I thought about the first time I went snorkeling and saw brightly colored fish. I also thought about climate change and how it was affecting our beautiful oceans and images I saw of starving polar bears. But most of all, I thought of Lydia, a young girl who wrote to me about one of my previous books, becoming a marine biologist, and all the children who had written to me about my previous books, and I decided to do another book. So here I am. I hope this book opens your eyes to all the incredible sea life we don't even realize is there. I hope this book reminds you how much we need to conserve all of these fascinating plants and creatures. I hope more children are inspired to get involved and learn how to protect and save our marvelous oceans. Julia Rothman, author of today's book, Ocean Anatomy, The Curious Parts and Pieces of the World Under the Sea. And so we're off to explore dolphins and sea turtles and sharks, lobsters and shorebirds and seaweed and more. What's not to like about a book that opens with our author nodding appreciatively to kids who have written to her, inspired by her previous books, that offer suggestions for new topics for her to explore? It only gets better. Long fascinated by the sea and the seashore, Julia Rothman plunges into the eye-opening diversity of life that lives in and near the seashore, be it in northern climes like New York or tropical climes, or even the less than ever frozen seas of the north and the far south. Each section of today's book opens with an overview of what makes the sea-influenced environment special, makes it different from the others illustrated and discussed in the book. So we start with a drop in the ocean, where we learn about the oceans. Plenty of fish in the sea, a whale of a time, life's a beach. Dive in, reef madness. Chill out. And finally, from sea to shining sea. Along the way, we frolic with porpoises, explore the seacoast, littered with shells and active shell lives, with crabs, with shorebirds. The oceans with octopi and sharks and polar bears and seals. And each chapter is full of surprising observations and even optimistic tidbits. Its subtitle, Curious Parts and Pieces of the World Under the Sea, is well chosen. After all, as she points out at one point, we have explored, as humans, only about 5%, 5% of the ocean's bottom. There's a lot we don't know. There's a lot we already do. Can jellyfish live forever? Well, it seems there is at least one species of jellyfish that reverts to its younger times when it comes to the end of its natural lifespan and grows up again. Makes you kind of wonder what humans would do with that ability, doesn't it? There's the incredibly creepy, to us landlubbers at least, denizens of the deep, deep, deep sea, which come to light, so to speak. A 15-foot lobster. A fish whose stomach expands to swallow creatures 2 times its size. And of course, bioluminescence gone wild. So yes, the text that accompanies the drawings of life under the sea, near the water, and in the water is wonder-filled, as Rothman promises us at the outset. but without being awestruck and jumbled. This is truly an author who is in love with her subject and wants to tell us about it. An author who understands how to impart that love and fascination with her readers. And about those illustrations, the illustrations make up a significant part of the reading experience. And the creatures and the geologic forms presented in Ocean Anatomy are shown, at first, it seems, much like a field guide to the oceans, the shoreline, that might harken back to their heyday in the 20th century. But somehow, Ocean Anatomy is so much more page-turning than Peterson's Field Guide to Birds ever was. Surely that is due in part to the softly colored illustrations that are freehand drawings. What they lack in scientific detail is more than made up with their delight of the eye, their gentle water-washed colors, their flowing lines. Ruffman ends this never-ending excitement of a book with a look at human interest in and human users of the sea, from deep sea divers through container ships and lighthouses, from the great garbage patch, which seems to unfortunately exist in all of our seas and oceans, to the changes wrought by climate change. And she wraps up this tantalizing dip into the watery worlds that extend for leagues, for miles around our shores, with a call to action by her readers around the world. Become a visionary and a leader, she writes. Study marine science or renewable energy science. Get involved in local government. In effect, do something. Don't just admire the oceans and the exceptional creatures that live in and near it. Do something to explore, to learn, to move forward with keeping our oceans in shape so that future generations can enjoy them. Well, I was going to lament our options for trips to the seashore here, but then I realized that nature walks, wherever we live, are one of our best options to get out and about in this time of COVID, which led me to recall my love affair with a book from now long ago titled Fish Watching. It's another fascinating look at the denizens of the not-so-deep ponds and rivers that live with us here in the Midwest, but nonetheless, a fascinating look at how to watch those fish themselves in their natural lives. It's a great complement to today's book, I think. I want to finish by reading a bit from one of those bizarre and strange creatures of the sea that many of us probably have seen. Maybe some of us have even held one in our hands. The hermit crab. Here's what Ruffman chooses to tell us about this fascinating creature. And by the way, you gotta look up the illustrations. They really make the text sing. Hermit crabs lack hard exoskeletons on their abdomens. They protect themselves by sliding their spiraling hide quarters into the empty shells of marine snails. Occasionally, hermit crabs will also use aluminum cans, plastic containers, nut hulls, or pieces of wood as shells. As they grow in size, hermit crabs must move to larger shells. In some places, the competition for shells is so intense that crabs line up near a large shell until an appropriately sized crab arrives and discards its own shell in favor of a larger one. Then, in quick succession, the waiting crabs exchange shells, each moving into a discarded larger shell. The image I get by reading that short description is an amazing example of why Ocean Anatomy, The Curious Parts and Pieces of the World Under the Sea by Julia Ruffman, is a delight for the eye and for the mind. It's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library. Thank you very much for listening.